Good evening. I'm calling to order the council meeting of the Borough of Edgewood for Monday, February 6, 2017. Ms. Bastianini, you want to call the roll, please?
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would kindly step to the podium and put your name and address and state it for the record, please.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Matt Campion. My address is 300 East Swissvale Avenue, representing WPSD tonight in part with Dr. Farmer and Josh Walterhouse is with me also this evening. Just two items we'd like to mention to council. I'm the Director of Institutional Advancement at the school. I have the pleasure of working with Sarah Bartlebaugh and Aaliyah Paulding. You may have either encountered them either in person at our commitment to the community, either on the phone or maybe in an email. We are tasked, amongst other things at the school, is generating revenue, being involved in the community, and in part just kind of announcing the successes and the good news the school has to do and has and what the students are doing. Nonetheless, we are planning on April 7th to have an evening in Edgewood, and I have saved the date cards here. Folks are interested. We're going to host the evening over at the Edgewood Club. A couple of goals from that event for us. We'll have our staff participate. In part, the event is connected with our early childhood program at the school for deaf and hard of hearing students. And also part, it's an outgrowth to our commitment to the community initiative. If you've been a part of that, we so appreciate your involvement with that. Certainly the borough's support over the many, many years. I think we consider ourselves a friend of the borough, and you guys consider us a friend too. We just appreciate that partnership. So again, having something local, to my knowledge, it's the first time we've had something at the club, and so we're excited about that. So just wanted to let you all know that it's gonna be that first Friday in April. In part, we're trying to develop a host committee of sorts for the event. We have a number of WPSD staff who are residents who have been involved with it over the years. And just throw out an invitation to you if that strikes you as something you're interested in. We'd love to have you on our invitation that's going to go out in 2 or 3 weeks. Pretty big commitment. We just ask that you talk about the event and share in your circles of influence. I mean, it's pretty easy. You can go as far as host committees.
Well, those circles are pretty small. I'm just saying.
Never underestimate your circle of influence. So we would love to have you part of the invitation. We're just having part of the event. And so we're trying to spread the word about it. And we're hoping for a ticket price between $35 and $40. And so a relaxed evening of food and entertainment and a chance just to get to know one another. So I just want to put that on your radar. Sarah's contact information is on there, so if you have some thoughts or data that you want to host committee, please email her and we'll get that conversation going. So any questions?
No. Does council have any questions?
I have a
yes.
Comment. Maybe it's going to be addressed when the superintendent speaks. I know that over the years, the Edgewood Foundation in particular, which is a community group and involves bringing the community in, often needs a space larger than what the library or the Edgewood Club Community Center can provide, and they've utilized the services over at the School for the Deaf, always without complication, always, the foundation has always felt very welcome, and I'm glad to see the School for the Deaf reaching out even more to the community so that the community understands they're not just an island unto themselves there, that they really are involved in the community and want to be involved in the community.
That's correct, Mayor Cook, and thank you for bringing that up. We also have had a number of community events whenever we wanted to present something. When we did the comprehensive plan, folks could come from Swissville, Rankin, and Edgewood and talk about the comprehensive plan a number of years ago. But and I know that our volunteer fire department is part of your community as well as and our police department in answering any calls that you may have. So
it's been a wonderful partner, and our door is always open. And so I just, on behalf of our department, thanks for all that you do. At this time, I'd like to move to the second item and bring up maybe the newest Edgewood residents here. So we were thrilled to have Dr. Farmer become our new CEO of the school. We stole him from Tennessee, and so despite being a southerner, he's getting used to the winter weather. But we are pleased to have him and like to have this opportunity for him to introduce himself to the council.
Thank you, Matt. It is a privilege to be here tonight. As Matt mentioned, I am from Tennessee, although I should say I'm actually originally from Maryland. I was raised in Maryland, so I'm a little familiar with the northern winter. However, I was in Tennessee for 30 years, so I kind of forgot what it was like to be here. However, it's a good experience for my wife and my three kids. My wife is born and raised in Georgia, and my three kids have never experienced winter like this. It was funny, a couple weeks ago when we had a big snow here, what we call big snow, my son got out of bed and he thought, oh, school's going to be closed today. No, it wasn't. In Tennessee, you know, if there's a half inch, you know, a dusting, they close the schools down, the gas stations, the stores, all of that. So it's kind of an eye-opener, a rude awakening, if you will, for my son. However, I have been here since July 1st, and finding myself enjoying my life, new life here, and I really appreciate the partnership that we have with the Edgewood Borough. We really appreciate what you have done for us and you are doing for us. I'm looking forward to working with you. I believe I've met some of you already at the Commitment to the Community meeting in the fall. It's wonderful to know Chief Payne and Julie as well is a frequent attender, so we look forward to working with you over these next few months and years, and please feel free to come visit us. If you need our facilities at WPSC for anything, let me know. We'll be happy to work with you all. And again, it's my pleasure to work with you, and I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paul Hickbert. I live at 104 Washington Street, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the Braddock and Sanders crosswalk. First, something that I spoke with Ms. Bastianini a little bit a couple weeks ago, and also some of your police members. The police report from the incident on January 17, you know, where the man was hit by one car and run over by another car at Braddock and Sanders, there was a small correction to the information on the police report. In particular, the man that was struck, DeVore Wagner, they had his address wrong. He's a resident of Edgewood. He lives on Braddock, a few doors down from Sanders. So that was the first point. My second point concerned the CEC company, the people doing the traffic study, and communication to them. I understood from my conversation with Ms. Bastianini that a link to the petition was given to CEC, correct?
Yes, they're aware of the petition.
Okay. I'm wondering if they saw the comments on the petition. Do you know?
I don't know if they have viewed the comments.
Right, because, I would just point out that if you give them a link to the petition and they scroll down to the bottom, they'll see three comments. If they happen to click the link that says join the conversation, they'll see 10 more comments But they would have to repeat that about 30 times in order to see the 300 comments that we collected on the petition. And that's one reason why I was encouraging you earlier to give them a copy on paper, or you could send them the file electronically of the comments that I sent you previously. Back in December, I gave you paper copies and electronic copies of the 300 comments we had received at that time. So that's what I'm asking, is that you communicate the public's comments to CEC.
We have given them the link, Mr. Heckbert, and they can, you know, look at that. And with respect to the police report, that's already been addressed with you by the police department. So we're not going to comment about that now.
I wasn't sure if you were aware.
We're not going to comment about
that. Right. I wasn't sure if you were aware that he was an Edgewood resident. But I did tell the police. But... Okay.
Anything else?
That's all for now.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Well, thank you for being here. Mr. Wainwright, would you put forth a motion for authorization to pay bills for goods and services?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $35,331.65, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $12,441.50, for a total of $47,773.15.
Second by Dr. Wallace. Any questions or comments?
Apart for a partial payment for Meyer Dussel's audit services, most of the rest of the expenses were routine.
Ms. Bastianini, will you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee action. Motion, Dr. Wallace, would you please put forth a motion to accept the Parcel D bid?
I move to accept the bid of Giant Eagle Incorporated to purchase Parcel D from the borough for the amount of $900,000 pursuant to the terms and provisions of the bid instructions and specifications relating to the sale of Parcel D, which are incorporated herein by reference as those set out in full.
Second.
Questions or comments? This has been discussed for many years, many times. Ms. Bastianini, will you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the motion passes. Years. I want to thank all of council and Mr. Barry and the mayor and previous council members. I'm looking at Mr. Reynolds there, who had been also on council, for your patience and your due diligence and really a lot of hard work. Ms. Bastianini, all the staff. It's been a long journey, and the results are now complete.
It is true, the 12th shot time is a charm.
All right. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Motion to enter into a paving agreement, Mr. Wilson.
Moving to enter a cooperative purchasing agreement whereby the borough will participate in a road project that was bid by Swissville Borough to pave LaCrosse Street and Westmoreland Avenue. The total cost of the borough will be $171,891.25.
Second.
Questions or comments?
We're having a night.
I just wanted to comment that this project was bid by Swissville, but done in cooperation with Edgewood Borough and our engineers. Our engineers met with the engineers that Swissville uses, which is Glenn Engineering, Bob Ziskow, and they prepared the spec for Westmoreland and LaCrosse. so that it does meet Edgewood standards that we've seen in the past. As you saw on the bid tab, Swissvale's paving other streets this year as well, so to get the economies of scale, we went in on these two streets as well. I was very pleased with where the bids came in. A. Felino is the company who's the low bidder, and they're a very reputable company. Our engineers have worked with them in the past on other projects, and I am confident that this will be done to a standard that we've come to accept of our paving projects.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bassi, do you need to call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. I just need a moment.
Two heavy items on the agenda there.
Are you going to call Audrey in person?
She's aware. She was at our budget meeting when we discussed it as an audience member.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a little slow on this. Excuse me. This is a matter of paperwork. We should have some cooperative agreement with the borough of Swissvale since we're accepting the bid, which of course is appropriate and fine. But we need to.
We've been involved in a comprehensive plan with them, which involves this corridor.
We have to have some documentation, I think, for the auditors of that cooperation.
Motion passes. This is a banner night for you also, Mr. Reynolds and Mayor Cook.
What are we going to do when it rains in those?
Mayor Cook and I used to go out and follow the DPW people as the Belgian block would flow down La Crosse, and we would physically put the bricks back in.
They're expensive.
And the residents of Swissvale would say, well, that's just so nice of you to do. What will we do with our evenings, Mayor Cook?
I know.
Oh, what an emotional evening this is. There's very few things left on my bucket list. All right. Which goes to show how sad. business meeting. Volunteer Fire Department report. Mr. Reynolds.
Happy about Parcel D and La Crosse, but I think you guys have said it all. I'm actually stunned. I literally am stunned that you sold this, and that's all I'll say. I guess that's awesome. I just want to thank Julie. Julie has done an amazing job in the last month with us. She oversaw the abatement of the asbestos problem that we had in the squad garage, and then oversaw making sure that the pipes got fixed, and I want to thank her in front of council. Thank you so, so much. That was such a big deal for us because it had been such a problem. We've had 50 calls in the month. We had a structure fire on Lehigh Street, which was actually in Swissvale, but we had about 15 members show up, mostly during the day. It was a great showing by our group. And the last thing, really, all I had is I wanted to give, especially with Chief Payne being here, some perspective about where we've come with the Stop the Bleed training, which began with the 14 officers from Edgewood. We are now in 4 states, 72 counties, and we have trained over 2,000 people. We are now moving into a fifth state, into Maryland, and it's been incredibly successful. And I just wanted to make sure that you knew that, Chief, and we made sure that Council knew that as well. And that's all I have. I'll take questions.
Any questions for Mr. Reynolds? So glad that you were here.
I am so glad. I was actually not wanting to come up, but now I am very glad I did. So,
once again, on behalf of council, we want to thank the volunteer fire department. I understand that the committee working together on the new specs for the fire truck is also in process, and that's a good thing as well. So,
absolutely. Looking forward to some great progress. It's very exciting. Very excited. So.
Thank you also, Mr. Wainwright, for heading that up. Anything else? Have a blessed night, Mr.
Reynolds.
Thanks.
Point of privilege. We have the ACA engineering for the Mifflin Avenue wall here, and I'm going to move that up in the agenda. So if you would like to come forward and
Good evening. I'm Mike Sumar, Vice President with AC Engineering. Also have Mike McLean with me from our office. Tonight, we prepared the geotechnical investigation for Mifflin Avenue, and I guess first I would ask Council, is everyone familiar with Mifflin Avenue and the section that's in question? Yes? Okay. Well, first I'd like to point out that based on the geologic research that we did, this roadway is located in an area with moderate to severe susceptibility to landsliding. And it's located at the top of a slope that's approximately 50 feet in height. And that slope is very steep, just about a 1.5-to-1 slope located below the roadway. Now, based on the four test borings that we did in the 200-foot-long area in question, the conditions were generally consistent. There was approximately 6 feet of old fill material located directly below the pavement, and then below that, we did encounter the landslide-prone soils, which generally consisted of red clay and clay stone. There was probably another 5 to 10 feet of that material before we did encounter harder rock at a depth of approximately 20 feet. The movement or the settlement in the roadway does appear at this point in time just to be vertical settlement. There's no indication on the slope itself that the slope or roadway is moving horizontally or laterally, if you will. We came up with three options for repairing the roadway. One is a more shallow repair, just kind of a cosmetic repair to the roadway itself, in the hope that no additional movement would occur. Obviously, that'd be the cheapest of the three options, but certainly the one with more risk long-term that additional movement could occur. The second option we gave was a ready rock retaining wall, which is the bigger block systems where each of these block weigh 2,500 pounds a piece. That wall would be constructed right along the edge of the roadway, approximately 10 feet in height, would get the base of that wall on material that's stable at this point in time. And the third option, obviously most costly, would be a retaining wall that extends much deeper into the underlying rock, such as the Soldier B and the Wagon retaining wall. Obviously those walls are most costly, generally 2 to 3 times the cost of the ready rock segmental retaining wall. So, well, if there's any questions about the report or the options that we gave.
Dr. Wallace?
Is the ready rock, is that the gabion baskets?
This is a block that's made at typically a concrete plant.
Versa block, but bigger.
Yeah, it's about 4 feet long by 18 inches tall, 3.5 feet deep. So like I said, each one of those blocks weigh almost 2,500 pounds.
Yeah, 10 feet in the dirt.
Yeah, 10 feet from the existing roadway. We're still in the red clay at that depth, the 10-foot depth, but it is hard, it's dry, it's stable material that should be able to support the weight of that retaining wall.
The Soldier Beam and Lagging Wall would look exactly like the one on Race Street that we did as an emergency project there, in case anybody wants to visualize. That's the Soldier Beam and Lagging Wall that would be sunk down into the bedrock. And the ready rock is like a VersaLock wall. That's what it would look like. The segmental wall, I think Mike and I discussed that. You suspect that would be a 50-year life on that wall?
Yes.
Okay. And about, you know, over 100 for the Soldier Beam and Lagging Wall.
And how long are our terms?
An option with the...
Be careful, it may be 50 years.
I know that you don't have a crystal ball, and I know that we haven't seen horizontal movement yet. I think Council would like to address the problem, but I think we aren't sure if we need to do it in this year's budget or next year's budget. Is there any advice you could give on that?
Certainly it's a good thing that there's no horizontal movement. The trees on that slope all appear to be vertical. There is no way to predict landslides. It could occur 50 years, 100 years. It could occur next week. There's just no way to predict.
And the other is the cause is just the wet weather that occurred over a time period, or is it just something that we can expect to be addressing?
Normally, slides have a number of factors. One, old fill material over top of the landslide-prone soils. You have that here. There's 6 feet of old material. A few of the samples were wet, so there's water probably being held or accumulating on top of that red material, and those two factors are causing this roadway to settle at this point in time.
And all of the options could be done within the existing right-of-way, is that correct?
Yes.
And how about those trees that are there? What
type? We're going to lose some at the top of the slope, but that slope is so steep, we really don't want to do this repair any farther down that slope than what we have to, so we really like to try to build this wall or do the repair within probably a 5 or 10 foot wide area at the top of the slope.
Are there steps that go down Mifflin?
In the back end of the alley, you have to go through the alley to get to the stairs.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I really just in looking at this report for the first time, and rather than doing that, if the borough proceeds with, say, option number two, did you already prepare the specs for that, or it looks like this is very detailed. What still needs to be done in order to pursue that?
Lennon Smith would probably expand on their drawing that they have. That would show the length of the wall, the height of the wall based on our information, and then we could actually design the ready rock retaining wall if you want to go that direction.
Okay, so that still needs to be done.
Yes.
Yeah, there won't be a decision this evening.
No.
So I think this is informational for council.
Right, I just want to see what we need to do to implement one of the options.
Is there anything else?
No, unless you guys have any questions. I knew they could answer better.
That's great reading.
The football game last night.
I kind of get into landsliding and red clay, wet weather. Anything. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it, and appreciate very much the detailed report.
Thank you.
All right. We will be having a very brief executive session. There will not be action following it regarding potential litigation. Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Youth basketball is underway. The kids are enjoying their season. We have a large group in the youngest kids this year, so we have extra games happening for the younger kids, and the older kids are helping out by being scorers, keeping score for the younger kids, and some of them are even helping to coach. So the season is going well. We are also already preparing, if you can believe it, for Movies in the Park this summer. We're working with the foundation, and they have generously allotted in the foundation's budget this year for a new movie screen for the borough. The option we're considering currently is an inflatable screen. As any of you have been down there with me trying to set up the screen know, it is a difficult task that requires several adults to complete and a lot of sweat. So an inflatable screen, I think, sounds like a great idea. It would be roughly the same size as what we currently have. So we're looking at options right now, but we want to thank the foundation for making that. We're also selecting film titles, and I think we're going to go with at least one classic movie this year and try The Wizard of Oz. So we'll report more as we get closer to summer. That's all I have for recreation.
Any questions for Ms. Bastianini with that? Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The McKelvey work is supposed to be awarded this month at this month's meeting of the Water Authority. Find out more about that. We did the reverse auction again on the chemicals for the water treatment. They estimate they saved 10 to 15% on most of the chemicals by doing it that way. The, uh, the re- rebid their pavement again, paving contracts, and they've cut their paving costs by 50% 2 years ago, another 20% this year. So their paving costs have gone down because of the way they're bidding the paving contracts. It's ended up saving them over $1 million. They've had kind of a bad year with brakes. I'm not really sure why. It just seems that, like in 13 they had 139, and 14 they had 75 in this time frame, and 15 they had 74, and this year they had 123.
Really? Huh.
So.
Is it because of the wet?
It could be. It could be
freeze
the
freeze thaw.
Up and down temperatures.
That red clay.
Yeah.
And it's interesting too that the DEP made Pittsburgh Water Authority boil their water, because as you remember, the Wilkinsburg Pen Joint was cited for somewhat the same thing, and there was no mention of that at all. So apparently there's somebody at Pittsburgh Water Authority that has irritated the DEP. In my mind, they wouldn't have done that.
Anything else?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The Planning Commission did not meet.
Thank you, Mayor Cook. Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson.
No, meet. They'll meet next week.
We had our dinner in January.
Yes, we had a very nice
dinner. Congressman Mike Doyle was the speaker. It's very informational. For a solicitor, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I issued my audit opinion letter on January 24th. Are the auditors still here, or are they done? Or
they're done. Okay.
So they'll be issuing their audit for us soon?
Yes. They're required to have it done and to DCED by the end of March, but we expect to have drafts sooner than that.
I wanted to tell council, this is noteworthy, that the only matter that was disclosed to the auditors, which we all know about, is the consent order. And the money that we're spending under that consent order, I've always included to make sure that the auditors are aware. Of course, they are. But there's no other litigation matters dealing with the borough of Edgewood at this point. And I believe that is the first time that's been installed in the solicitor, which, come to think of it, is now 15 years. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Mr. Berry. Borough Manager report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. I have been discussing road paving with our neighbors and authorities, and it looks like there will be some more opportunities to work cooperatively with our neighbors. Wilkinsburg will be paving roads this year, and has told me that they do have a budget to go 50-50 with us on paving Walnut. So we are really hopeful that that will work out. I will continue to update you as we get closer to making that happen. We've also been having discussions with the Water Authority about McKelvey and Locust. They're going to be replacing lines on there, and it's a cost savings to all of us and a benefit to our residents if we all get in and do our work at the same time. So that way they don't have to have disruptions twice. So we're hoping that we can make that work in this year's budget as well. Since the numbers came in so good on Westmoreland and La Crosse, we have a little bit of wiggle room to discuss these alternative programs. We have now met our minimum 80% salt purchase for the year, and we have a very good supply of salt and ever in case it decides to snow again. We're also working on filling potholes and inspecting catch basins, which gives us a good jump on our springtime work. We are currently working with the Friends of Dixon Park Group to solicit quotes for installing a fence for a temporary dog run at Dixon Park. We hope to have 5 quotes available to us, and we'll take a look at those quotes and then see if it would be cost effective for us to hire a third party to install the fence, or if it would make more sense for us to do it in-house and with volunteers. We have 4 of the 5 quotes right now, and they're coming in just slightly over what the borough had budgeted, so hopefully the Friends of Dixon Park Group will be able to help us fundraise for the additional. I'm also working with our engineers on Dixon Park and ADA parking. Since we are doing an upgrade, we will need to put in one ADA parking spot at Dixon Park, so we're determining the best location to do that so that people can access the dog run and also installing it at the least possible cost to the borough. Work continues on our sanitary sewer operation and maintenance repair. We are going to add a little bit to the scope of work this year. While our crews were doing, Jet Jack is doing the work, while they were doing camera work, every year we do some lining and some work on the lines, and we also do camera work so that we have a good picture of next year's project area. In doing that camera work, we found a collapsed pipe on Railroad Street, so behind East Hutchinson and the busway wall by the Water Authority. It's a small line. It only services one house, but it is totally collapsed. The house hasn't had any backup problems yet, but we really don't want to wait until they do. So we're going to add that into the contract. There'll be a work order that's put on an agenda in the near future to get that repaired.
And so we don't have to talk about it later, but we can if you want. Is that something that we can add to that contract? My question is simply, we're seeing that that is a different scope of work. But our contract allows us to do that?
Yes, we have unit pricing in for these things in case they come up during the work. So it is we do have a price in our current contract to do this work. It was not part of the bid, but it was part of what we could add on.
And okay, we'll talk about it. I would hope that we have in the contract that in the course of the performance of this work, if we run across something that needs to be repaired, we'll do it on a cost basis.
Yes,
that's
exactly what we have. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. new chairs arrived, as you can all see. Construction Junction took about half of the old chairs, the really broken ones, even they didn't want. But we were able to reuse about half of the chairs that were here. And please remember to turn in your statement of financial ethics forms for 2016. That's all I have.
Any questions for Ms. Bastianini? I want to thank you for all of your efforts. Want to thank the friends of Dixon Park, particularly Tom,
yes,
for his expertise and working with Julie. I know that you've also met with some scouts.
Yes.
To have the scouts discuss a rain garden.
Yes, we have two Eagle Scouts that are putting in two separate rain gardens in the park for us. We're really excited about it.
So, stay tuned in that, but I just wanted to show the whole community effort that is involved with that. Any new business to be brought before council? I was thinking about having a committee of the whole meeting the last Monday in February. The 27th. We could catch up with some odds and ends all together and
currently committed, but I can try to change that.
Okay. Would you let us know at the next meeting then, Mark, okay?
You're going to be committed or?
No, they tried. It didn't help.
So if everyone would pencil that in, I'd appreciate it.
What time?
6:30.
6:30 on February 27th.
Anything else this time? All right, we're going to go into executive session. Thank you all for being here. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Pitchers and catches report February 13th.